For the past 31 years, the Community Services Clearinghouse Emergency Food Pantry in Fort Smith has been serving people in need in 5 counties in Arkansas and 2 in Oklahoma. Rick Fortai, executive director of the organization, says the goal of the food pantry when it first opened was to not only serve the surrounding communities, but also to make sure the food items reached the right hands.
We've been around a long time. And the first goal of the clearinghouse was to have a food pantry, but also to keep up with many of the other food pantries in town, as long as they were willing, to kind of make sure that people were not just going from pantry to pantry and doing their shopping that way. So that's the reason it got called a clearinghouse, was that we were going to try to keep up with all of those pantries in town. Well, that has become an overwhelming task, and we can't really do that right now. But we still do some of that. But we still do supply a great number of people who come here for their food.
Rick says the Community Services Clearinghouse runs a variety of programs that fall under 3 categories: financial help, food pantry, and Meals for Kids, which is the weekend feeding program for public school students in Franklin, Logan, Crawford, Scott, and Sebastian counties in Arkansas, and LeFleur and Sequoia counties in Oklahoma.
That's our biggest program, and in it we provide all of those students that are on the program, last year 2,200 students, with a bag every Friday to go home with them, and so that we are sure they have some good nutrition on the weekend. So the biggest problem we're having right now is with our food pantry program, because that's all donated food. And in the world of donations, there are times of the year when we have lots of food. We have pallets of food that we are able to go through and keep in our pantry. But there are other times when we have none. So it's kind of, as I call it, peaks and valleys, where there are times when we have plenty and times when we have none. So we've just hit a none, and we are trying to, you know, bring that back up.
The Clearinghouse organizes several fundraisers each year to raise money as well as collect food items for its programs. According to Rick, the food pantry functions primarily with the help of these donated food items, which are then supplemented with staples such as macaroni and cheese, soup, cans of vegetables and fruit, etc., bought separately. The pantry helps close to 30,000 individuals each year.
They are, number one, they are folks who are registered with the Reynolds Cancer Support House here in Fort Smith. And we take care of those people on a weekly basis with their groceries. The next largest group are people on a fixed income, Social Security or SSI or whatever it may be, that live on a fixed income, and we are able to help them once a month. And then we also get a large number of referrals from DHS, public schools, hospitals, that sort of thing, where they go in search of something, needing something, and they give them a referral to come to us. And then the final group is just people who are low income and trying to figure out where they're going to get the next groceries from before they, you know, get a paycheck or whatever. So that's actually the smallest group. The largest group are the other three that I talked about.
Each donated box of food costs about $25. Rick says regular donations of bread and leftover bakery items from suppliers and nearby restaurants help immensely. But the pantry is in need of more canned goods and dry food items to make the meals more wholesome.
Money donations are great, but really if people can go to their organizations, whatever they are, virtually everybody is in some kind of organization, whether it's a work group, a church group, a Sunday school, a Rotary Club, or whatever it is, and just do a food drive for us, just the same kind of food drive you do at Thanksgiving or any other time, except do it now in the heat of the summer. For some reason, people don't think to do that sort of thing in the heat of the summer. But this is when we really need it, and that donated food is very helpful to us to make sure that folks who are going to get a box of food from us are going to get a nice, big, full box of food.
Donations for the Community Services Clearinghouse Emergency Food Pantry can be dropped off at their office at 4420 Wheeler Avenue in Fort Smith. For more information, call 479-782-5074 or log on to www.csclearinghouse.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mundholkar.